You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Vidya Murthy, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. This podcast is brought to you by TD Ameritrade. You have an investing style. TD Ameritrade has a mobile app to match it. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and Think or Swim Mobile to find the one that's right for you. Member SIPC. How Ford created the Mach-E, its fully electric Mustang SUV. Yes, you heard that right. Ford made a fully electric Mustang SUV. It's called the Mach-E and will roll out next year. The SUV shares some of the distinguishing looks of a Mustang, and the GT model comes with 459 horsepower. Ford is being coy about the SUV's other specifications, but has made it clear that Tesla should watch its back. Burglars really do use Bluetooth scanners to find laptops and phones. Burglars don't have to see expensive gadgets to know that they're stashed inside a locked car. All they need is a Bluetooth scanner. Burglars employ these to sniff out Bluetooth signals from things like phones and laptops and get a bang for their break-in. It's another good reason to turn Bluetooth off when you're not using it. And now for today's fast fact. Zero. That's how many places you'll be able to fly to without a real ID next fall. Starting October 1, 2020, the TSA will stop accepting the old-timey driver's license you've likely got in your wallet, and so will other federal facilities, from courthouses to nuclear power plants. So maybe add in a trip to the DMV this holiday season. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.